Blog Talk Radio.
This is Andrew Shatkin of The Andrew Shatkin Show on at 8 o'clock this particular evening. But most evenings it's on at 6:30, 8 o'clock, or 9:30, or sometimes 11. And it's also, I usually schedule on weekends at a similar time. And tonight, I'm a great fan of English and American literature and Russian literature and French literature. In fact, I love and treasure the great literary classics of the West. That might include John Milton's Paradise Lost. It might include T.S. Eliot, his great poetry. It might include many other things that are too numerous to mention, whether it's the poetry of Keats or Shelley or Byron, or it's the work of Melville or Sinclair Lewis or Jack London, whoever you might name. These I treasure and love, this great literature. And I can't stop reading it and reviewing it and coming to it time and time again. It uplifts me, it raises me, and makes me a better person in reading these great works, whether it's Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, Gogol, it's War and Peace, or Anna Karenina, or Resurrection, or Gogol's works, or Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. These are the great, great books of the age that I wouldn't have missed for anything. Let me tell you a little about myself. Tonight I'm going to talk about one of my very favorite English authors, E.M. Forster. He may not be so well known today, but he's a very great writer, and I'm going to review his books very briefly and go into them and explain why I admire and love this writer beyond belief. He won the Nobel Prize, and he deserved it. He's a very, very great literary figure, one of the greats of all time. And let me tell you this. This is a politically incorrect show. It is a show. We're not interested in media hype, media lies, or media falsehoods, or political rhetoric. We're not interested in that. We're interested in getting at the facts and truth by means of critical thinking. And critical thinking can only come about, in my opinion, through reading important books. Unless you read books, you will not be able to think. That's my personal opinion. You will be swallowed up by media lies, which I don't care to do. Second thing is, I'm a Christian, and this is very important to me. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, and I believe in the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. And if I read anything, I'm going to read about St. Paul. It was great epistles. He was the greatest religious thinker that I have ever come across in my entire life. And I would read, if I want to read anybody else, I'll read Calvin, Luther, Bonhoeffer, G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, St. Augustine, Aquinas, etc. These are my intellectual idols that make me, that raise me and uplift me in my thinking. And I welcome the input of these great people in my mind. I cannot do without them. I choose not to do without them. And those of you who do not wish to read these people, don't wish to read books and great books, you will be impoverished. That is the only way I can describe it. I also run two radio shows, a podcast show and a Blog Talk radio show. They reach many, many people across the world. The Blog Talk radio show has customers from Saudi Arabia, India, Bangladesh, United Kingdom, Germany, and many other countries throughout the world, including Japan, Malaysia, and many others, India and Pakistan. My podcast show is equally popular. I've had over 4,300 visitors to this show, and these shows, Christian in the orientation, but I welcome all faiths and all ideas and all opinions, and I'm particularly happy that my dear Muslim brothers and sisters visit these sites and listen to my radio shows. And then I'm going to go into something else. I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, such books as Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and two law books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2. And I lately have published a book on the Psalms, The Psalms are my great works of inspiration for me. I cannot do without them. I learned them in Sunday school, and they are embedded in my thinking. They are great lyric poetry, and they are great spiritual Christian poetry. And those of you who have not read the Psalms, I'm afraid, haven't lived. The Psalms come across in any translation from the original Hebrew because they are so great in every way. Next, I'm writing a book on the miracles of the Bible. I just have finished a book on my blogs, literary, political, and theological and biblical blogs. I've just finished that book. It will be published soon. And I'm working on another book of my blogs of a similar character. I also am working on a book on the miracles in the Bible and on the sayings of Christ. And I've written over 800 blogs, maybe 900, and many people, and they're on my website and social media, and they're also available on academia.edu. And many, many people from many countries read these blogs and read this work of mine from all over the world, worldwide. I have a readership of these blogs that is throughout the world. Every country you can name, someone from that country reads one of these blogs and hopefully benefits from it. I have a law degree, and I practiced law in the past, and I have a degree in international law from Holland and France, and I have a degree in biblical languages, studies, and theology, Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, and these are the things that I value and believe in, absolutely, without question. So that's as much as I want to say about myself. I've written 3 major articles on the Syracuse Law Review and on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal. Academicus articles have been bought by the State Department, and the Syracuse Law Review article on criminal procedure has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department and many other federal agencies, and both of these three articles have been bought by many European libraries throughout Europe and in Asia. So that's as much as I want to say about myself to introduce myself, but I want to talk about, I have a great love for the greats of English literature, whether Dickens, Thackeray, the poets Keats, Shelley, Byron, or Melville, the great American writer, or Moby Dick, or Sinclair Lewis. These are the people, I love this literary product. And tonight I'm going to talk about one of the authors, not so well known today, but a very great writer, and that is E.M. Forster. E.M. Forster wrote some very great books. One of them is called Howard's End, in which he portrays the tension between materialism and artistic people through a family called the Slagles. It's a wonderful book. It's a great book. And I have to say that if you haven't read Howard's End, you have not read one of the greatest books ever written. It's fantastic. It's great. It's wonderful. And when I first read this book, I was captivated by it in every way. And I also have, E.M. Forster wrote other books, one called A Room with a View, in which he portrays the travels in Italy and of a family and the tensions between the working class and the upper class, upper middle class. That was one of his themes, and it was an issue in his day, tension between the upper middle class ethos and the working class. He handled this, and he handled it well. He also wrote another very great book called The Longest Journey, which was a story of his student days in a British preparatory school. A very great book. These books are all great. I can't stop reading them. And finally, his greatest book, I think his greatest book, was A Passage to India, in which he portrayed the tensions of British people in Indian culture. It's a wonderful book. It's a great book. And I, when I read it, I was stirred and inspired 100%. So what can I say about E.M. Forster? He won the Nobel Prize and he deserved it because his work is everlasting and significant. I personally have the greatest admiration for E.M. Forster as a writer and thinker. I have two of his books of essays, Two Cheers for Democracy and Amateur Harvest, which are also very great works. He also wrote short stories, Sold the Life to Come and The Celestial Omnibus. He wrote great short stories, but his two book of essays, Two Cheers for Democracy and Abidjan Harvest, are well worth reading and reading again. Well, what can I say about E.M. Forster? He was a very great writer, one of the greatest in my opinion. His book, Howard's End, will last for generations, and to read it is to be treated to a wonderful experience. He handled the tension at that time between upper middle class Britain and working class people, artistic people, and he handled this tension of materialism and artistic thinking. He also wrote a book called The Longest Journey, which defines his experiences in a British boys' school. And he also wrote a book called A Room with a View, in which he describes the Italian experiences of travelers, again exploring the tension of middle-class people with the working class. This was a theme in his work. Perhaps it was an issue in his day more than our day. Not as much, certainly in the United States, we don't have that particular ethos of class, but in Britain they did. And he also wrote one of his very greatest books is A Passage to India. I recommend it. It explores a criminal act, supposedly, in India, and it explores the tension of Indian culture and British people in India at that time. Passage to India is, along with Howard's End, it's one of his greatest books and is one of the greatest books of all time. I know it, I recommend it, and I have never stopped admiring it and reading it. Finally, he wrote a book on his homosexuality called Maurice. It's good. It explores the tension of homosexual activity in Britain at that time. He himself was perhaps gay, and maybe the laws that time didn't favor this particular activity, but he explored this problem in Maurice. Very good book, very interesting book. It explores a very, very controversial theme. Not so controversial today, but controversial in his time. So what can I say about E.M. Forster? His greatest books are Howard's End and A Passage to India. His equally great books are The Longest Journey and Room with a View. These explore the tensions of class in the United Kingdom and are quite fascinating and interesting. I recommend them in every way. And his two books of essays, Two Cheers for Democracy and Amateur Harvest, are well worth exploring and writing and reflecting on. They're fine essays in those books. I've read them many times, and I love them. I love E.M. Forster because of his great writing and the great themes in his writing. He is one of the greatest English authors, perhaps world authors, that has ever crossed my path. I recommend him, and whatever the world says about the past forms the present, and the past is the way we can come to know ourselves and understand our present age. E.M. Forster was a great mind and a great writer, and I urge you all, get his books, whether Howard's End, whether The Longest Journey, whether A Passage to India, whether Maurice, whether A Room with a View. These books are wonderful and inspiring, and I urge you all to get a hold of these books and have your kids get these books and read them. Have your kids raised up. Raise up your family with these books, and don't allow your society to pull down your family to the lowest common denominator. That's as much as I have to say on this topic. I will talk about E.M. Forster again tomorrow. Good night.